Welcome back to our Tri-Cities hometown story with Dolores Breskin.
So then what prepares you to move to that position?
I think it's just really important that you understand that you surround yourselves with others that are the experts of what they do, that are smarter and better than you are, and that you value them. You become a collaborative decision maker. I think it's really important. I don't think there's anything that can really necessarily prepare you for, again, like I used the word earlier, magnitude of the position. But again, recognizing the people around you are truly what support your success. You can't know everything and you can't be everything to everybody. So you're only as good as those that you surround yourself with. I really believe that. Also, humility and leadership. I think it's really important that I personally don't believe that a title defines who you are as a person. That as soon as it does, you've probably lost some of your merit or trust as a leader when you put everything into just your title. So I think humility is really big.
Because you came from within HAPO, with past CEOs, like when you knew you were going to become CEO, were there things you'd kept track of mentally of, I would still do things that way, or I would do that differently? Or does that enter into your thought process at all?
Yeah, I think any good leader takes strengths and weaknesses from all the different leaders they've worked for, and they glean from that and kind of become your own. I definitely for sure have taken positives and not necessarily negatives, just that's just not who I am as a leader, you know, to do that thing or whatnot. So definitely.
How have you seen HAPO change and transition over the years?
Well, we've grown in size, obviously. We've evolved in size, in access. We have lots of branches now across two different states, Washington and Oregon State. Access to our technology has changed. We've grown in that area. But the thing that's really stayed consistent has always been our core values. And our standard of service is still really, our expectation for service is really high and continues to be. And we know that our members have choices. And we want to be their go-to for their financial needs. No matter how big we become, we just want to still have that small town feel in our service we provide.
You know, talking about customer service, you have it down here because this is where the core of HAPO is. This is where everything started. Is it harder to get that culture, you know, when you go to Oregon, when you go to Western Washington, is it harder to get that same culture when you're further away from where everything started?
I think with growth does come pains in growing. For sure. I think it is a little bit more so. I think sometimes outerlying branches sometimes feel like they aren't part of the core, you know, because they are outerlying. However, we try really, really hard and we're very purposeful in our communication with our branches. You know, they are our brand in action. So we make it known that how important their presence is. And so I think we've done a pretty good job of staying consistent and through constant communication, being available, and hiring. Again, we hire character. A lot of the time we hire the character over the credential, because who are you as a person and how you treat others? We can teach you the work a lot of the time, right? But
can't teach somebody how to act.
Sometimes, right.
Yeah.
And we have a standard there that we believe in. And again, so yeah, I mean, we've had our ups and our downs here or there, but I think we've got it pretty dialed in and we have a really connected management team, leadership team. So
how does a credit union differ from a bank?
Credit unions are different from banks. As the credit union is overseen by a board of directors, a volunteer board of directors, and they are not stakeholders in the credit union. So we do not, they are investors who expect a return.
So there's no shares.
There's no shareholders.
Sure.
Besides, okay. I mean, our members own the credit union. So any, we're a not-for-profit organization. We're a bank is for-profit. And any, now that's not to be lost or mistaken with, we obviously have to make money in order to pay the bills and whatnot. But anything that's left over goes back into the organization, or it goes into the form of our, you know, contributions back to our community.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Dolores Breskin.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth, brought to you by Retter & Company Sotheby's International Realty.